Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It is a beautiful day, a great day to be gathered together, to just take a little time out of our week to come together, encourage one another, hear hopefully an encouraging word together. That's so good to meet on these Sunday mornings, and good to see such a big group of people here this morning. And I apologize, I am going to talk about exercising this morning. So can you remember three things? Three things to remember today, three words. So the three words are this: sit, walk, stand. Can you remember that? Sit, walk, stand. Hopefully. I talked to someone this last week, and they said sit, walk, stand is a great way to basically say this is the message of the book of Ephesians. Sit, walk, and stand. There is an encouragement in the book of Ephesians to sit. Check it out. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 says this: "For we were raised with Christ and seated with him in the heavenly realms," the heavenly places. We have a seat we can sit right next to Christ. Now, I don't know about you guys. I like sitting. I got two places that I like to sit in my life. One is this really, really comfortable spot on our couch, a white couch. It's got a lamp right next to it. That's convenient because I can pull the light, get it on. And when I hit that seat, when I sit down, boy, rest and relaxation. That's great. The other seat that I like to sit on is by our pool. One of those chairs at our pool. When I get to that seat, I don't have any worries about the next day or what's behind. It's a great place to be. I love to sit. Do you guys have a favorite seat that you like to go to and sit down? I'll bet you every person does here. The Apostle Paul is saying this. This is what he's saying. Chapters 1 through 3. Because of Jesus Christ's work, you have a special seat in the heavenly realms, in the heavenly places. It's a place of full relaxation and rest. When you sit in that seat, you don't have to think about the future and the stress that's going to come, and you don't have to think about the past and the regrets and challenges you're facing. You can be in the moment, even if you're filled with an exhausting day, even if you're overwhelmed with life, my friends, you have a seat. Do you feel relaxed? Are you going to sleep in the sermon? Don't do that. You have a seat. Now, some of you this morning may relate really well with that part of Ephesians, by the way. Nothing wrong if you are a Christian that relates to that really well. You like to sit and relax and just take in that you have a special seat with God right next to Jesus. That's a part of this book. Sit, walk, stand. Now I'm going to skip walk for a second because that's the whole point of the text today, walking. And I'm going to address standing, all right? The book of Ephesians encourages standing. It's at the end of the book, Ephesians chapter 6. I don't know if we're going to get to it here in August, but it says this. In fact, a lot of you know this passage well. Put on the full armor of God. Do you know this passage? Put on the full armor of God so that you may stand. That's what it says. So that you can stand against the evil schemes of the devil. Paul goes on in chapter 6 to use that word four times. Stand. Now, I don't know about you guys, I like to stand. How many of you like to stand? Yeah? As I think about standing, I think when I stand up, I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling pretty proud. So here's a couple examples of when I stand. The Oregon State Beaver quarterback gets, think of this moment, he gets the ball. It's hiked to him. He steps back in the pocket, and he sets his arm in motion to launch a deep fly to the receiver who's speedy and all the way down the field. And it's at that point, and he's wide open, standing in the end zone. No one's around him, no defenders. Have you ever noticed that everyone at Beaver Stadium, what do they do in that moment when the ball hits the apex in that moment? They stand. Something exciting is about to happen. And with the Oregon State Beavers, you know that the receiver always catches it. He never drops it, right? So, yeah.